We have got a special guest in studio here, Holland Cook Talk Radio consultant, media extraordinaire, critic, and beyond, and, of course, friend of Ed and Wendy.
It's great to be at 30 Rock. Now, where is the Ed Head gift shop? I want to hit that on the way out.
The reason why they don't have that here is because none of it's made in China. I got to ask you, Holland, how's the sound chamber for the Mitster, as it looks like the liberal from the Northeast is going to be getting the nomination?
They're getting nervous. The big right-wing radio talkers were already dancing because this thing has been so fluid. Turns out Santorum won Iowa. Turns out Mr. Newt wins South Carolina. Mitt's taken a victory lap that lasted, what, 18 hours after Florida before he put his foot in his mouth. So none of these guys have actually come out and said anything because they don't dare. It could change. Rush really wants to get behind Newt, but Newt keeps thinking of ways to say the wrong thing. And the story that you're never going to hear on a righty talk radio is what's ultimately going to cost Newt. Look at the numbers coming out of the Florida exit polls. This gender gap thing is going to kill him.
Yeah.
I am a consultant, not on the Gingrich campaign payroll, but if I were, memo to Newt, get your wife off the stage.
Really?
She's standing there with the Tiffany jewels on, reminding people that she's the other woman, reminding women of two attributes that you're going to hear from the Romney campaign and from the Romney Super PAC. The two words, the two adjectives you're going to be hearing are that Mr. Newt is erratic and unreliable. And those are the two things that women fear. And we saw this in the exit polls in Florida.
Yeah. You know, Holland, I just need to correct one thing that you said. I don't want to be unfair to Calista Gingrich. She is not the other woman. She is the other woman.
ABC does the interview with wife number two, and Mr. Newt sends out daughters of wife number one to trash her. So they've also lost the stepmom vote.
I tell you what, though.
This is not a chick-friendly candidate. Mr. Mitt is a Ken doll. When the doorbell rings and your daughter's got a date on Saturday night, you want to open the door and see Mitt Romney standing there.
Says you.
Perfect posture, hair out of place, yes sir, no yeah. sir, very polite.
Leave it to Beaver.
It's Ward Cleaver.
It's Ward Cleaver. Newt's turning into Eddie Haskell right before our eyes. But long answer to your question, the radio righties are this close to none of the above, let's make it a real convention, Jeb keeps avoiding the spotlight. Is this the best we can do? Is the cloud that's hovering over the conversation on the right?
Oh, they're all thinking about 2016. The country knows about the obstruction. Obama has been able to do this with the Democrats and the business community damn near on his own. So the job numbers are turning around. We're adding jobs. This is month number 23
in a row. These numbers today were great.
Absolutely great. Absolutely great. What do you want to do? In the business community, do you want to make money or do you want to stand with the Mitch McConnells and the John Boehners of the world that mean nothing to your life anyway? Life goes on.
Correct.
Enough. Cut the crap. You know, I got to go make some money. I think that there is this turn. And I also think that there is this mindset amongst young people. They're seeing what has happened to the automobile industry. They're seeing that, you know what, maybe government does have a rope to throw to somebody every now and then.
Oh, GM back on top, and Rush and Sean and all of them are sulking about that.
Sure, sure.
Today they'll be sulking about the job numbers. Fact is, you know, what you said a second ago, things are turning around. And after a while, people get tired of being tired. You know, they want things to be looking up, and there's such a psychological component to recession.
Social media has a big, big role in the psyche of the country because we're connected so fast and we get the pulse of the people so fast. What we have seen in just a few hours, Planned Parenthood, Komen did a reversal overnight. Last night on the Ed Show, we had the president of the National Organization of Women actually say that she didn't think Komen was going to be in business in the next 5 years.
U-turn today.
And everybody's covering the story. Everybody's giving commentary on it. You can feel the outrage, the undercurrent. But we have seen social media do things in the last year or so. Have we not, Omi?
Our good friends at Verizon wanted to raise a fee by $2. The country stood up and said no, their customers wouldn't let them do it. Bank of America wanted to charge more for using your cash card. The country rose up, said, you're not going to do that to me anymore. Netflix raised their prices, dropped their service. There was a huge backlash. Netflix is back to doing business the way the people want them to do business. We saw it in Wisconsin. We saw it in Ohio. We're seeing it with Komen.
You're going to see it in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. they've already fast-tracked this, and it's passed, and it's going to be hard. I mean, this has happened in 4 days.
It is.
4.5 days in Arizona. But I think there's going to be a recall effort.
There's going to be a backlash.
You know, okay, so with all of this happening, Holland Cook, talk radio consultant extraordinaire, media critic, where does this leave radio? Where is the industry of radio in the mix of all of this?
The heat has never been on us more to be relevant. Because if the conversation we're having on radio is irrelevant, they're going to go have a conversation without us. We used to call it podcasting, then Twitter came along and Facebook, and look what social media has done for your show, both radio and TV.
Yeah.
You get tweets rolling across the bottom of the screen, they're talking back to you in real time. So they will have this conversation with us or without us, and all along, the best talkers on radio and TV have been great listeners.
If I had not gotten a phone call from a lady in Pennsylvania, I would have never known about the Chester Upland School District. I would have never known about Sarah Ferguson, the teacher that was one of a number in that school district that voted to work for free. We would have never gotten her on the air. She would have never been asked to go to the State of the Union. She would have never gotten on Ellen DeGeneres' show yesterday, where she got $100,000 for her school and $5,000 for her own personal supplies to help out the students.
It's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
And it was inbound. I know what goes into a 3-hour radio show, and that you spend a whole day doing a 1-hour TV show, but you didn't have to go find her. She found you. A lot of people know this as a TV story from the Ed Show.
Mm-hmm.
They saw her sitting there at the State of the Union as a result, but I was on your show the day that you got that call. It was the half hour before I came on, and they found you on the radio. So there's something to this old Woody Allen thing about 80% of life is showing up.
Yeah.
You know, you're here every day saying, talk to me, I'm listening, and they showed up.
Holland Cook, you got a 12:30, I understand.
Yes,
you're a busy man in Manhattan. Great to see you. Great to have you on the program. We'll do it again for sure.
You bet, pal.
All right. Survivalspeech.com.
Survivalspeech.com. Critical communication skills for the way things are now. Be there and thank me later.
Survivalspeech.com. More coming up here where America comes to talk, the Ed Schultz Show.